Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Hey, mateys! Welcome to another show! You know how we're always talking here about all the amazing things you can find in the sea? Well, today my best friend, Bubbles the Seahorse, and I were exploring the Pflugerville Ocean, and we found a genuine pirate wreck down here in the water! Pretty cool, huh?
Avias, Buccaneers! Betty, look! I'm swimming up to the crow's nest!
Awesome, Bubbles! Bubbles has done more exploring of the inside of the ship, but I'll have to settle for just looking at it from the outside, because I'm too big to go in it. After all, I am a blue whale, the biggest animal that's ever lived. And if I'm a podcasting blue whale, that must mean you're listening to another exceptional episode of Tales with a Whale. I'm your host, Betty the Blue Whale. And you just might know me from my appearances on that stupendous series, Whale of a Tale, also available from Go Kid Go, where I appear alongside those tireless twins, Xavia and Atlas. But I've also got my own show here on the side, where we talk about our extraordinary oceans and all the marvelous marine life that lives in it. In addition to my sidekick and buddy, Bubbles, I'm also backed by the All Clam Jam Band. Take it away, jam band! Hey, Bubbles! This pirate ship reminds me of a joke. What is a pirate's favorite letter?
Oh, that's an easy one, Betty. It's R.
Well, good guess, Bubbles, but it's actually P. Because a pirate without a P is just irate. Get it? Oh, come on, folks. You like Bubbles' joke, but not mine? Well, thanks, Jam Band. That music means it's time to move on with today's show. So, I thought we'd start out with another installment of our newest feature, Cetacean Sensation. That's where I drop a fantastic fact from the world of cetaceans, which is the family of animals that includes porpoises, dolphins, and whales just like me. So, time for today's fact.
I'm sure to feel elation during the entire duration of this cetacean sensation.
Thanks, Bubbles. So, did you folks know that there are two different kinds of whales? You probably remember me talking a lot about filter feating on the show. It's how baleen whales like me eat. Instead of teeth, we have baleen, which are thick bristles in our mouths that help us strain tiny bits of food like plankton, crustaceans, and krill. Ooh. Well, there's another kind of whale that has regular teeth just like you. So there are toothed whales and baleen whales. Baleen whales include blue whales like me, humpback whales, gray whales, and bowhead whales. And toothed whales include orcas, sperm whales, beluga whales, and more. Toothed whales tend to eat fish and squid, though a few, like the orca, also eat marine mammals. Toothed whales don't use their teeth for chewing, but just for grabbing and holding on to their prey. So now you know how all whales eat. It's either with teeth or with baleen. Hey, that reminds me of a story. Where did the killer whale go when it had a toothache? To the orcodontist. Boy, you guys are tough today. Okay, folks, that music means it's time to move on. And because it's Wednesday, our main segment tonight is going to be another installment of Underwater Mystery Theater. But there's nothing spooky about tonight's mystery. We're going to be taking a look at a fascinating area of the ocean that straddles the world of the land with the world of the sea. We're traveling all the way to Indonesia, to the east coast of the island of Sumatra, to visit a mangrove forest. What exactly is a mangrove forest? Well, a mangrove is a tree that grows on land, but is also very close to the ocean. In fact, sometimes the roots of the tree are underwater at high tide, but then at low tide, the mangroves appear to be on land. It's a special tree that is able to live and thrive even in the salt water of the ocean.
Oh, well, I just knew there was something familiar about all this. Hooray for the mangrove forest.
They do look a little funny when the tide goes out, like you just pulled up a tree from underground and plopped it down with all its roots showing. Now, even though Indonesia has a lot of mangrove forests, these trees can actually be found all over the world in warm tropical areas.
Like seahorses.
Because they're sometimes on the land and sometimes in the water, mangroves play host to an amazing array of life. All kinds of marine life live around mangrove forests, like mangrove snappers, whiprays, barracuda, and even seahorses, who find all kinds of places to stay safe and survive amongst the roots and branches. But they also provide homes to countless other amazing species of birds, including pelicans, egrets, hawks, kingfishers, and the beautiful, colorful mangrove hummingbird. Mangrove forests are extremely important to the environment, too. They can suck up much more carbon dioxide than a regular forest of the same size, up to 10 times as much. Wow! So they really help to fight global warming. And they provide all kinds of benefits to humans, too. Mangrove forests can help protect the people on shore from floods and tsunami. Many communities, especially in developing nations, rely on mangrove forests for fishing, which helps support their economies.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, mangrove forests are also very delicate and are in danger from humans too. Forests are sometimes cut down for all kinds of reasons. Once mangrove trees are cut down, it's almost impossible to plant them again, since the shore can change quickly, making it difficult for them to just get replanted in the same place. It's very important to protect this delicate and amazing ecosystem, not just because of the home it provides to so many amazing animals, but because mangrove forests are such a huge help to the environment and can really help us to fight climate change. Well, folks, that music means it's time to wrap up today's show. Thanks again for joining us. Hope you enjoyed our show from the pirate wreck at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean. I want to thank my first mate, Bubbles the Seahorse.
Alaska Buccaneers. See y'all on the seven seas.
And of course, the All Clam Jam Band. If you're looking for more awesome shows, check out all the other offers from Go Kid Go. There's always something new coming out. Time to leave you with one last pirate-themed joke. So, why couldn't the pirate crew play cards? Because the captain was standing on the deck. Finally. Thanks, folks. See you all next time. Until then, happy swimming.
Woohoo! Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.